Happy New Year, a breezy and cold start to 2015 with partly to mostly sunny skies and highs in the 20s. With the persistent breeze, it will feel like it's in the teens all day, so bundle up if you're headed out. A broad trough is situated over the northeastern quadrant of the country, and this will tend to keep the colder air in place for us over the next couple of days. With winds out of the southwest for much of the day, the lake effect snows will remain north and west of the region, but will continue to drift southward later in the day and overnight in response to a cold front dropping out of Canada. With some additional clouds around, it won't be quite as cold as last night heading into our Friday, with lows in the teens to near 20 degrees. As the front washes out on Friday and high pressure moves in from Canada, the lake effect snow machine will shut down later in the day. That high pressure will begin to move northeastward Saturday in advance of our next storm system and its associated warm front. Clouds will continue to thicken and lower during the day Saturday, and precipitation will likely start out as a burst of several inches of snow in a short period of time overnight Saturday into Sunday, before a changeover to a mix and all rain for a time during the day on Sunday as temperatures surge into the low and mid-40s in the wake of that warm frontal passage. A series of cold fronts will come crashing through Sunday night in the wake of that surge of warm air from earlier in the day, and Monday's high temperature will likely happen right at midnight as gusty northwesterly winds usher in some of the coldest air we've seen thus far this winter, with temperatures only in the lower 20s and teens by late Monday, with many places not making it out of the teens for highs through the middle of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast, but isolated thunderstorms will be possible from portions of Texas to the lower Mississippi Valley. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 83 on Wednesday at West Kendall, Florida, to a low Thursday morning of 24 below zero at Big Piney, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, it'll be sunny with a high in the upper 30s, a west wind from 15 to 20 miles an hour and gusts as high as 30 possible. In Boston, sunny with a high in the low 30s, a west wind 15 to 20 miles an hour with gusts as high as 30 possible. And in Buffalo, snow with areas of blowing snow, 1 to 3 inches possible, highs near 30. It'll be windy with a southwest wind from 25 to 30 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 31 degrees with a record of 57 set in 1966. Normal minimum temperature is 16 degrees with a record of 18 below zero set in 1970. Sunrise and sunset data for today, January the 1st, New Year's Day. Sunrise 7:26 a.m. and sunset will come at 4:32 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Becoming mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 20s, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tonight, not as cool with lows in the middle and upper teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with highs in the lower 30s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny this morning, then becoming mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 20s, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts to 25 possible, mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-teens, west winds from 10 to 15 miles an hour. For the southern Catskills, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly sunny today with highs in the upper 20s and a southwest wind from 10 to 15 miles an hour, partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, partly sunny today with highs in the upper 20s, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour and gusts to 25 possible, partly cloudy this evening, then mostly cloudy overnight, lows in the lower 20s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Friday, mostly cloudy with snow showers, temperatures in the upper 20s and low 30s, increasing clouds with snow developing late and a mix overnight on Saturday, highs in the upper 20s and low 30s. Sunday, a mix to snow showers, it'll be windy and turning colder, temperatures in the low and mid 40s. Monday, windy with falling temperatures and snow showers, highs early in the day in the mid and upper 20s. Tuesday, light snow likely, highs in the upper teens and low 20s. And Wednesday, partly sunny with snow showers, temperatures in the teens to near 20 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Catarina.